From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. We'll open the program this time with a trio, Yaya 3, fronted by organist Sam Yael, with Joshua Redman on sax and Brian Blade on drums. From their self-titled Yaya 3 release, this one's called Switchblade.
Thank you. it was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it before we painted the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Thank you.
A track from a CD which I highly recommend for any and all fans of clarinet-based jazz, as this CD features three iconic clarinet players of the New Orleans jazz genre. And those clarinet players would be Albert Nicholas, Herb Hall, and John DeFerrari. The CD is entitled Clarinet Duets with the John DeFerrari Jazz Tet and the Trevor Richards New Orleans Jazz Trio. The session we heard from, recorded in 1981, features Herb Hall and John DeFerrari clarinets with drummer Trevor Richards and his trio. The piece, Oh Baby. The other session on the CD was recorded in 1969 and features Albert Nicholas with the John DeFerrari Jazz Tet. Before that, vocalist Kayla Taylor, hailing from the Atlanta area, she first began as more of an alternative and pop-oriented singer and songwriter, but eventually turned to jazz singing. Her album You'd Be Surprised, with Steve Moore on guitar and Will Scruggs on sax, we heard Just One of Those Things. And Yaya 3, getting the set underway, Sam Yael, Joshua Redman, and Brian Blade, respectively. Switchblade, from the Yaya 3 release. You are listening to The Jazz Scene, and we'll begin this set with another musician named Taylor, this time Billy Taylor, the piano icon. We have something from an LP released on the Argo label in 1957, the album appropriately titled Taylor Made Jazz. Billy is leading an octet here, and this piece features a trombone solo from Britt Woodman. Daddy-o. Thank you.
Here's a word to the wise. The top dietitians in town insist the best source of vitamin C there can be is a lemon twist. Even the skeptic replies that here's a suggestion you can't resist. A cool drink with ice is improved with some slices of lemon twist. It isn't very circumstantial evidence that the lemon is a highly helpful citrus fruit. The most respected scientists agree with the physiologist that here's one fact you can't dispute. Why don't you open your eyes? Your side goes semantic, you won't persist. If quick like a rabbit, you'll latch to the habit of lemon twist.
Thank you.
Teddy Edwards on tenor sax, in a quartet which also included Richard Wyans on piano, Buster Williams bass, and Chip White drums. The quartet stretching out on Tenderly from Midnight Creeper. The vocal in the set came from Cheryl Conley. In her teens, Cheryl was a member of the Ike and Tina Turner Review, and in the 70s, she was part of the pop group The Free Movement, but she's always had a love of jazz singing. From her third album as a jazz singer, Lemon Twist, we heard the title track, a Bobby Troup composition, with solos from Jim Silagy on piano and Chuck Manning on sax. And the set got underway with Billy Taylor on piano, leading his octet through Daddy-O from the LP Taylor Made Jazz. It's the Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the Pat Bianchi Trio, fronted by organist Pat Bianchi, a native of Rochester, New York. He comes from a family of jazz musicians from the Flower City, and is a versatile player of the Hammond B3 organ. He's worked with the likes of guitarists Pat Martino and Chuck Loeb, as well as reed man Tim Warfield. This is a track from one of his own recordings, a 2015 album entitled A Higher Standard, with Craig Ebner on guitar and Byron Landham on drums. This is the opening cut, Without a Song. Thank you.
He's always saying forget me. Has his kisses upset me? He whispers, you must forget me. Forget me. He's always saying forget me. Has his caresses upset me? He whispers, you must forget me. Set it on fire. He knows I'll never be the same, because his love's my sole desire. How can I forget him? He begs me just to forget him. But from the day that I met him, I knew I'd never forget him. Always saying forget me. Has his kisses upset me? He whispers, you must forget me. Forget me. He's always saying forget me. Caresses upset me. He whispers, you must forget me. He knows my heart is all aflame, 'cause he set it on fire. He knows I'll never be the same, 'cause his love's my sole desire. How can I forget him? He begs me just to forget him. But from the day that I met him, I knew I'd never forget him.
Another gem from my vinyl library, this time from 1964. Bassist Leroy Vinegar in a trio with Mike Malvoin on piano and Bill Goodwin on drums. From the LP, Jazz's Great Walker, the album title referring to Leroy's amazing abilities on the bass. We listened to Love Nest, and we took that from a mono pressing of the record released on the VJ label. Vocalist Joanna Pascal in that set as well. For 10 years, Joanna was the vocalist at the Hotel Lowe's in Philadelphia. She released this album at the same time that she departed that gig in the city of brotherly love, so that she could focus more on her recording career. The album Wildflower. She's backed by Oren Evans on piano, who also produced the session, Christian McBride on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. She chose a number of lesser-known songs for this session. I read a review of this album in which the singer was quoted as saying that she can't sing something unless she can truly connect with the lyrics. Well, I think she did a fine job connecting with all of the material on this release. We heard the opening track, Forget Me, and the Pat Bianchi Trio getting things underway. Pat Bianchi on the Hammond B3. A Higher Standard, the name of the release. We heard the opening track from that as well, Without a Song. Unfortunately, our time is gone for this hour of the program. Again, if you'd like to get in touch, please do. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website. Much more info about the program is available there, including full playlists. You can also stream episodes of the show at your convenience. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. It's been a pleasure. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you again for your company. I look forward to being with you soon. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.